The Temple of Dendur has had a wild ride. The stone structure was built as a shrine to Isis around 15 BC. It was defaced by European travelers, plucked from the banks of the Nile in the 1960s, and finally dropped at the Met in 1978. That turbulent history is the inspiration for I Was Here, I Was I.
From here you can see tomorrow.
At a recent rehearsal at the Met, the work's composer, Kate Soper, described her own character, the English writer Amelia Edwards.
She is a Victorian-era British woman who spent a lot of time in Egypt exploring and taking notes and sketching. Not quite a tourist, maybe sort of a scholar, but kind of on her own time. So she stays in her own period and becomes a sort of narrator figure or a MC figure for the whole opera.
The piece weaves together the story of Edwards with other tales about Dendur's history. Nigel Maister, the director and librettist, says he wants to explore how people from different eras relate to the temple, including the graffiti that visitors left on its walls.
One of the things that was really interesting in Egypt was the fact that so many of the temples, the reliefs, had been chipped away, chiseled away, obliterated by succeeding generations and succeeding cultures, either appropriating them for their own use or taking away the pagan symbols or something like that. The thought is, why do people do that? Why do we come to the Met and take a selfie of us in front of the Temple of Dendur? What are we trying to commemorate? What are we trying to leave there? How does memory work? How do you take things away?
Soper's music is known for its extravagant, sometimes jarring mix of colors and styles. But today her thoughts are mostly on logistics, like where to put the audience amid the temple, moving performers, and a giant reflecting pool.
It's not so much about directing the audience to observe the temple specifically as a visual object as it is to sort of trying to bring to light certain facts about this collection of stones that I'm looking at right now that really was a building with a purpose.
The piece will be performed by the 20-piece band Alarm Will Sound, plus 5 singers. For WNYC, I'm Brian Wise.
Upon this land, beyond a brilliant shining sea.